You are listening to a fact sheet podcast from The Leather Mines. This and other fact sheets on sexual information can be downloaded at www.leathermines.com. I am Miss R, and The Leather Mines is my domain. This fact sheet is on bondage. Bondage is a fairly typical and known fetish. It has been portrayed in many movies and has a mystique about it. Good. That keeps those parties away from it that could really hurt themselves. Bondage includes from light bondage with silk scarves as you are making love, up to full bodysuits that restrict any movement at all. There are many variations and combinations between the two extremes. Many of the items used in bondage include rope, leather straps, manacles, hand and leg cuffs, duct tape, and rubber. These are used either by themselves or in combination to restrict arm, leg, or head motion. Full body bondage is hardcore, and for those who have been practicing for quite some time. It is possible to cut off circulation for long enough for nerve and muscle damage to set in when involved with bondage. I suggest learning slowly for safety and flexibility reasons. The most beautiful rope bondage is based on Japanese shibari and can involve suspension. One of the well-known bondage personalities was Betty Page. We suggest you look for books with examples of her. Bondage is used in sensory play as well as part of role-playing. How else will you be able to keep your prisoner in line while interrogating them? When you use anything to tie someone or be tied, keep in mind that things that break and splinter are not good for bondage. A polyethylene rope may be good for camping, but if it splinters into the person who is bound, it will not help the play. Now that you know a minimum, and probably more, think about these next questions. How heavy are you into bondage? Light, medium, heavy, or are you unsure about how much you actually know? Would you like to be bound or to practice bondage on others? What would you like to use? Rope, shackles, manacles, leather, chain, clothing, hand and or leg cuffs, duct tape, rubber, or other binding materials? What would you like to use? Would you like to use something to help the binding or to be bound to? Such as a table, a chair, column, desk, another person, doweling, corsetry, rack, stocks, conduit, or other objects? What adventures, real or fantasy, do you want to share involving bondage? It can involve other aspects of fetishes also. I have always enjoyed using thick marine-grade rope wound round and round a playmate, a chiffon shroud under the rope, making them into a rope mummy. They can't move. It's fairly comfortable, and they're at my mercy. One thing I like to use bondage for is to hold someone still as I do something else to them. Binding someone as I begin dropping hot wax on them, drop by drop, splashing onto the ropes, heating the skin, and then cooling the skin and the wax with some ice. Now, of course, once rope has wax on it, it can't really be used, never washes right. So you have to cut it off. And putting that knife between rope and skin, as each coil is cut off. Makes me all tingly. You have been listening to a fact sheet podcast from the Leather Mines. This and other fact sheets on sexual information can be downloaded at www.leathermines.com. I am Miss R, and the Leather Mines is my domain.